USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers everything that Democrats and Republicans agree on.
Bank that progress, make law, take a whole lot of pressure off struggling people, and then keep debating the areas where we don't agree.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate on Thursday, again accusing Democrats of holding things up by asking for too much. Regarding a new stimulus plan, President Trump thinks a deal is within reach.
I want it to happen, and I believe that they're getting very close to a deal.
The president asked if he'd support a new coronavirus stimulus package that's being negotiated.
I will.
President Trump awarding legendary football coach Lou Holtz with the Medal of Freedom at the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Trump campaign believes there was widespread voter fraud in Nevada. On Thursday, the district court in Carson City will hear the campaign challenge November 3rd's Nevada election results. Nevada Republican advisor Chris Prudhon on some of the inconsistencies and irregularities in Nevada.
We had over 42,000 duplicate addresses of individuals who actually obviously voted more than once. We actually have evidence of actual numerous instances of fraud. When we are able to match up the date of birth, the address, and the voter registration number, there are numerous different cases of issues that has transpired.
The Supreme Court on Thursday ordered a lower federal court to re-examine California restrictions on indoor religious services in areas hit hard by the coronavirus in light of the justice's recent ruling in favor of churches and synagogues in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, is apologizing after it was discovered that he urged the citizens of his city to stay home to reduce the spread of coronavirus while on vacation in Mexico.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that, and they need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
That's Mayor Steven Adler in a Facebook video posted last month. The mayor posted it from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Adler says that he didn't violate any of his own or Texas Governor Greg Abbott's orders by traveling, but in a Wednesday statement, Adler admits that he set a bad example while urging people to curb their own travel. He's the latest in a line of public officials across the country caught violating coronavirus restrictions that they had either advocated for or put in place themselves. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CNN executives discuss burying the story about Hunter Biden's laptop and how to help Joe Biden with Cuban voters in Miami. That's according to newly released video by Project Veritas. On one video, CNN political director David Callen is heard saying, "Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden," which seems to be giving its marching orders to Fox News and the right-wing echo chamber about what to talk about today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.